Morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman, and I am your host. I'm also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-host come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. This also happens to be my ride to work. So it is a very bright and sunny morning. And for whatever reason, no one knows how to drive very quickly. So here I am sitting on the highway, and I thought I would take an opportunity to record a little bit of a podcast. I didn't really have a specific topic, but then I was thinking about something that got posted on my Facebook feed last night. You know, a good friend of mine that I met at the LARP that I play shared an older article that has since kind of been debunked, but definitely proved to me that the idea resonated with people. And what it is back in, I think, 2015, 2016, right around when Netflix started doing individual original programming, there was talk of a Legend of Zelda Netflix show that was absolutely happening. And there was some misreporting that hit a bunch of entertainment sites. And some of that was because they were trying to capitalize on the really flashy headline. The source was a guy who said he wanted to do it. And, you know, that was the source. And that's really it. But also, I mean, it's not a stretch because that was also right around the time when Nintendo had kind of come out and said that they were interested in more actively licensing their products rather than being so buttoned up. They were going to be more comfortable setting things out. And the end result of that is that we have the Minions guys making a Super Mario Brothers movie. And listen, an animated Super Mario Brothers film done by the team that did Sing and the Minions and what else did they do? The Secret Life of Pets. Like, that sounds great to me. We don't need Disney making a Mario thing. I'm fine with it being just dumb humor. And we know they can do that. So, and frankly, I love the idea of Koopa Troopas being like, or Shy Guys being the next Minions. Like, that just sounds awesome to me. Or all three of them, like a Goomba and a pair and a Koopa Troopa and a Shy Guy, like all kind of rolling around together. But it really, but what struck me about this article was that, you know, she shared it, and I said, oh, well, you know, I read it because the cover image looked very familiar. And I responded, and I said, hey, just to let you know, this got debunked a bunch of years ago. And she was like, oh, wow, well, now I'm sad, but thanks for letting me know. I didn't realize this was old news. And for a second, I was like, well, I mean, we don't have to be sad. But that reminded me, like, how striking that idea is, right? Like, the idea of a Legend of Zelda television show really does resonate with a lot of folks, and I agree. You know, I think it would be cool. And I think 4 or 5 years ago, I don't think that there was enough energy to make it work, right? 4 or 5 years ago, we were, you know, right in the beginnings of, I mean, I can't say beginnings, but Game of Thrones had not taken over the entire world yet. It was very popular, obviously, but it hadn't taken over the entire world. Original programming on these streaming services had not, you know, it was still being worked on. It was still kind of being calculated. And, you know, but now in 2019, we know the power of it. I mean, especially those of us that are watching Disney Plus come out and just, they have sold 15 million Disney Plus subscribers just by providing a list of original shows that they're going to be making, right? The Mandalorian and WandaVision and the Loki movie or the Loki show. Like, I can't count the number of people who shared this article from February or March saying that the Loki series is confirmed. Them just saying, all right, this is it. I'm going to watch Tom Hiddleston be Loki on TV. And I'm not saying that that's a bad idea. I'm certainly going to watch it. But this is one of those things where, you know, that just that one list, the name, powered so many purchases. And I really think that Legend of Zelda is a strong enough name that it could sell, you know, it could certainly sell some subscription services. It could sell some subs. It could make some people very happy. I think the question mark is, how do they adapt Legend of Zelda to fit in a television show? Because there are obviously some challenges. The biggest one being that Link is a silent protagonist for the most part. I mean, obviously he's not completely silent. The dude does yell a lot, right? We all, you know, there are all the memes about his, you know, shouting and, you know, sword chopping and all that, but he doesn't have dialogue. We don't know what his voice sounds like. Outside of the cartoon from like the late 80s, early 90s, you know, excuse me, princess, which is really not how you would imagine the hero of time being. But I think that that's a problem that could be overcome. It's just a matter of time. I don't mean that to be a pun. I mean, you'd have to really sit down and workshop it and figure it out. What I really think would need to happen is this would need to not be a retelling of one of the games, right? Like some people might really be into, like an Ocarina of Time story. I think this needs to be its own thing in a traditional Zelda world. Like, don't make this a post-apocalyptic Zelda, Legend of Zelda thing. Although I would absolutely play a game that was like a post-apocalyptic Legend of Zelda. But they could overcome some of it, and, you know, tell a new story, a unique story that kind of followed all the same rules. And I think one way to do it is to make Link not the main character. And I think that sounds challenging, but, you know, like, because that's typically what we have done. But they could absolutely tell the story from Zelda's perspective, or from Ganon's perspective, or from, you know, someone else that kind of travels with them. That it could be from their point of view, and so that we're not necessarily following Link through the entire adventure. I think telling the story kind of from the outside looking in would be a reasonable way to, you know, to keep people's attention without kind of exposing some of those flaws. I think, you know, Game of Thrones, I mean, it hit me last night, right? I'm watching the episodes just to kind of get caught up on what's happening. And so I can record Geeking with the Moms, which, man, it's been like a month since we've recorded, and I really miss those guys. But the, you know, the amount of energy like surging through the internet at the end of every one of those episodes, right? Everyone has to try and capitalize on that. And we know Amazon is doing something with a Lord of the Rings series that is kind of unprecedented, but they're trying to get in there once Game of Thrones is done and kind of capitalize and build that kind of energy. Legend of Zelda is a franchise that can absolutely do that. It has cool set pieces and interesting story moments. The trick is figuring out a way to make that without like kind of violating the flavor. And I definitely think, you know, kind of telling it from an outsider's perspective could absolutely work. Man, there's just so many cool things that they could do. And, you know, I'm not even a TV producer, but I'd love to hear your thoughts. Maybe we could kind of do a, you know, little discussion on this one in the community. What would a Legend of Zelda television show look like? Right? Like, how would that be? My suggestion, I don't think it needs to be, I think I think that an animation would probably, a well-done cartoon would certainly help, but I don't think that it's necessary. I think you could definitely cast Link. And I think that you could absolutely cast Zelda and Ganon. We have the computer technology to do so much crazy stuff. And with the right budget, you could absolutely make it look really good. I read, and so in my parting word, will be kind of sharing an idea that I read on Twitter, which was the idea of recasting Link as a girl and having Zelda be recast as a gentleman or not. Doesn't really matter because it doesn't necessarily need to be a love story. And casting Maisie Williams as Link and using and having her be the character. And which, number one, I think she absolutely would do, because that strikes me. She strikes me as the kind of character that would or the kind of actress that would absolutely jump at the idea of playing as Link. She is well loved by the nerd community, because I mean, everybody loves Arya Stark right now. She's like one of the like fundamental like badasses in fantasy fiction right now. And she absolutely could pull off the Link look. In fact, I'm sure that there are drawings already on the internet of that. But having her play Link, I think that would be really awesome. But the, you know, admittedly, that does require some shifting of things. And, you know, do you want the first television series to be, you know, that much of a switch? I don't know. I mean, that's not up to me. But I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts. So I'm gonna go ahead and share this in the community. Head on in there, leave your comments. If you aren't in our community, I would encourage you to do so. Go to engagefamilygaming.com/community and share it with us, your thoughts. Until next time, I hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk soon. And don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.